Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported over the weekend a Navy nuclear engineer and his Virginia schoolteacher wife have been charged with trying to sell American nuclear-powered submarine secrets to a foreign government, but it turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Jonathan Tebbe and his wife Diana are scheduled to appear in federal court Tuesday morning in Martinsburg, West Virginia. The United States is the single largest humanitarian donor in Afghanistan, provided nearly $330 million this year alone. It was announced over the weekend the United States will send more money in the form of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan's Taliban leaders. Donations account for more than 90% of the Afghan national budget. The Southern California coastal areas near Huntington Beach, California, will reopen Monday as cleanup efforts continue from the oil spill October 2nd. Over 1,400 cleanup workers have restored the beaches. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The United States is pushing a universal corporate tax level with many countries. In theory, the higher tax would keep corporations from jumping countries because the tax would be the same. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Congress will likely approve a bill to implement the global corporate minimum tax that was agreed to by more than 130 countries last week.
I am confident that what we need to do to come into compliance with the minimum tax will be included in a reconciliation package.
Yellen appearing on ABC's This Week.
I hope that that it will be passed and we will be able to reassure the world that the United States will do its part.
The countries on Friday agreed to set a minimum global tax rate of 15% for big corporations and made it harder for such businesses to avoid taxation. The plan was endorsed by President Joe Biden, who praised the move in a statement released by the White House.
Thank you, Jeremy. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An Alamo, Georgia man is accused of gunning down a Georgia police officer during his first shift with the department, was ambushed in retaliation for the officer's arrest of a friend hours earlier. 43-year-old Damian Anthony Ferguson has been charged with murder in the shooting death of Officer Dylan Harrison outside the Alamo Police Department early Saturday. The officer's brother, David Harrison, on Fox News, tries to make sense of this hateful crime.
Yeah, he's going on his seventh year in law enforcement. He was a full-time agent with the Oconee Drug Task Force, located here in Middle Georgia. Like I said, he had picked up part-time with the Alamo Police Department trying to make some extra cash. There's no words to bring her husband back, bring my brother back, bring my parents' son back. His little boy, Brody, will never know his dad. He looks at me and sees the resemblance of me and Dylan, and his eyes light up, and it just hurts to think that he'll never get to see him again. He had a passion for it, and what I've been telling everyone is from the time he turned 16 years old, and instead of doing like his older brother did, which was hitting the town, riding around with my friends, he went and volunteered at the fire department here in Dudley, where we grew up, and he would sit up at night waiting for his radio to go off so that he could respond to a call of an accident or fire, no matter what it was, he was going to respond to it. just the last 10 years he's dedicated his life to serving the public, and he did it so selflessly.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Ken Gore joins us, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, author of many books, of course, his latest, The Devil and Karl Marx. Little did he know why that book needed to be written, that we would be this deep in Marxism here in the United States of America. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, and it's pretty sad to be needed in such a way, but I guess that's where we are, right?
Well, we're observers of history, and along the way, we are given some insight as to, you know, as Joe Biden would say, what's over the horizon. That's what concerns me, because we have a pretty good idea of what's over the horizon, but Joe Biden doesn't, and he's the one that's trying to employ it, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And he's going around talking about, you know, speaking of history, right? Things like Indigenous Peoples Day, mm-hmm. and, you know, rather than Columbus Day. And it's pretty sad when a nation with the history of America, with, you know, just an absolutely incredible history, you know, truly many of us believe a providential purpose in history, you know, World War One, World War Two, the Cold War. And when you can't even celebrate the founding of America in 1492, when you have to look back instead, and celebrating Indigenous peoples, it's like we're celebrating only the pre-1492 territory, right? Yeah. And the hell with all the rest of it. And and I should add, as if that pre-1492 period was perfect and pristine. I mean, you want to talk about human rights abuses. I mean, you know, the human sacrifice and slavery, it's all kinds of horrible things were going on before Columbus came here. It's, you know, certainly Columbus didn't suddenly bring sin to humanity, but this is the problem with liberals and education, and a lot of it, yeah, is Marxist based as well. It's really destructive.
Well, they look at history like a buffet, right? That they can go pick and choose whatever they want. And,
right.
You know, and it's absurd. I mean, you know, because on its face, as you say, it wasn't like Columbus invented slavery or invented the oppression of man. That has been going on ever since man has been on this earth. And, you know, so what do you want?
Well, that's right. And condemnations of slavery have gone on prior to that, too. I mean, I was reading coincidentally last week, because I lecture on this stuff at Grove City College, mm-hmm. an encyclical by one of the popes from the year 1435, you know, condemning slavery. You know, that's 1435. That's, if my math is correct, with 57 years, over a half century before Columbus came here. And I think you and I have talked about this before, Bill, when my family on my mom's side, my mom's 100% Italian, yeah, they hail from the Calabria section of Italy. And that entire section was constantly under threat of slavery from Muslims, from the Ottoman Turks. And, you know, if not for battles like Lepanto and Malta in the 1500s and what happened at the gates of Vienna, 1683, this kind of thing, this is a condition of humanity generally, but if you ask liberals in the United States, miseducated as they are, you know, the only people that ever hurt anyone were people like Columbus and people responsible for slavery in America. Like Thomas Sowell said, the unique great thing about America is not that America had slavery, because pretty much everybody did, but that America ended slavery.
The fact that they even addressed it in the Constitution. I mean, others kind of talked about, they went around. I think inherently they realized that slavery was something that wasn't necessarily positive to a civilization. But, hey, it was. But now all of a sudden, by the grace of God, you've got a people who have come together on this new land and this new discovery. Thank you very much to the pilgrims, oh, by the way, that prayed to God and asked for a place where they could worship God. And out of that growth, out of that seed, comes this idea that we could be a God-fearing nation. And we're going to address slavery. Not that they could deal with it at that point, because they felt like, you know, the nature of a democracy is compromise, and felt like at the time, in order to really, blossom this American idea, they had to compromise a bit with slavery. And sadly, it took a civil war, as you say, to deal with it. And here we are all these years later, and we're still dealing with it, because it just seems like there's some people that just do not want to accept that slavery isn't part of the culture. And I mean, we've got, when you look at the numbers, Paul, it's probably around 10% of the agitators who want to insist that slavery still exists, because it's to their benefit to chant the systemic racism card and all that.
Well, slavery still exists in places like the Sudan, right?
Yes.
But I'm
talking about
Africa.
Here in America specifically.
Right.
Go ahead. Yes, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but in America it doesn't. And the American founding fathers, I mean, people, you can go back and look and, you know, just do a little research. You'll probably have to go to conservative websites like the Heritage Foundation, which actually tracks this stuff. You could find there the Founders Almanac, the American Founding Fathers, and just go there and look at all the comments condemning slavery by Jefferson,
exactly.
Washington, Madison, Adams, Franklin, on and on. And Jefferson and Washington had slaves. But if you go and you read the language, they knew it was morally wrong. And they wanted to extricate themselves from it, but they didn't know if financially they could personally do it. They felt bad about it. And from a political point of view, they could not at the time in 1776 declare independence and do what they did if they had ended slavery. They wouldn't have gotten 13 votes. They wouldn't have gotten even a majority of votes. So that's what they were up against. But what's really critical about what they did is they established in principle, based on natural law, moral law, biblical law, you know, the Western Christian, Judeo-Christian understanding of the world and humanity, they set forth the principles that all men are created, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And so they put in place the principles to allow you, I'm sorry, folks, you had to do this one step at a time, all right?
Exactly.
I know you want to, you know, jump up and down and stomp your feet and pout and yell, racist, racist. But the way history works, they couldn't get it done then, so they put the principles in place then, and it was Lincoln, 47 years ago later, at the Civil War, that actually got it done. But it couldn't completely happen in 1776. These dimwits don't understand that. Educated by Howard Zinn and our public schools and our universities, they have no idea. They've been miseducated.
Well, and they need to be aware of which party supported what. The 13th Amendment,
right,
which abolished slavery, right? 100% Republican support. Only 23% Democrat support, by the way. 15th Amendment, the right for everybody to vote. 100% Republican support. 0% from the Democratic Party. The 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves, right? 94% was Republican support, 0% from the Democrats. What does that tell you?
Wow. Great numbers. Yep. Yeah, the really, Republican Party of Lincoln. Yep.
They're hard to deny on its face, right, straight up. Those are the facts, Jack. And this is what, you know, people of truth and people of faith have on their side, and that we cannot relent our position on truth and reality. Paul Kengor is with us, and our conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know what it is with Chris Wallace. He just has a thing about asking Republicans whether or not they believe in the legitimacy of the election, the 2020 election. It drives me nuts. I just want to sit there and look at, hey, we're almost a year beyond this thing. You keep asking that stupid question, you get the same answers from Republicans. You know, they're very political. They're not going to come out and say any other way, but give me a break. For 4 years, all we heard was that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. And now you want to sit there like a burr under your saddle and drive yourself nuts asking that question. I think the reason you asked that question, you know, and I got to ask this to you, Dr. Paul Kengor, is maybe he has his own doubts about the legitimacy of the 2020 election. Maybe that's why he keeps asking that question.
Well, I don't know. I doubt that he does. But you're spot on, Bill. I mean, for 4 years, all we heard from Democrats every day, right, was that Trump colluded with the Russians and stole the election from Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, after 4 years of that, all of a sudden Republicans in November 2020 think that they have a right to raise suspicions about the November 2020 election. And they find out that if you do that, you're some sort of anti-truther or Nazi or racist or fascist or, you know, whatever else. But yeah, liberals did that incessantly, nonstop for 4 years. And it just goes to show they can say anything that they want anytime, and then if the other side goes and does the same thing that they did, they just cry and throw a hissy fit about it.
I
check CNN.com every day, and it's agonizing to do so because this is all they care
just,
about.
You just, what do you need to raise your blood pressure every day? That's what you do.
it's hard because I tell my students all the time. I say, look, you got to read both sides, and I tell them liberals are liberals because they never read the conservative side. Period. I know this. Right. They never ever. So a liberal that checks CNN every day will not check FoxNews.com every day. They won't do it. They absolutely they won't do it. They'll read the Huffington Post. They won't dare look at Breitbart, right? And even as they say this, they're like, Breitbart. You know, they won't even look at the other side. And so I always try to look at the other side, at least see what they're saying, to know their arguments. But it's painful because you'll have all this craziness going on in the world, and you turn on CNN, you click on CNN.com, and the first word that jumps out is Trump, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
It's something that Trump is doing, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I don't even care about this. But you know, that's the drum they're beating, and it influences people in the mainstream media, including apparently people like Chris Wallace.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, and he commented, he goes, yeah, people, you know, I guess it hurt his feelings because they said that, you know, Biden is not their president. Well, that's what they said about Trump. So it's like, Steve Scalise was just so, he's such a civil person, you know, but it's just like, Chris Wallace doesn't want to interview me because I'm liable to reach over and give him a noogie or a hug or something. You know,
right,
to say,
right,
hey,
right.
Buddy, you know, come on, you know, you need to calm down a little bit. You know, it's like Thomas Sowell, I like his comment. He said, the data points are so obvious that only liberals and intellectuals don't see it or ignore it. And this is interesting. He says liberals and intellectuals. These are self-appointed intellectuals because the fact is, as you say, when you are so siloed and so ideologically fixed, you're really not very smart, are you?
No, and in fact, I see all of this on the vaccine stuff too, right? Where in fact there was a piece at CNN.com last week, and I think it was Sanjay Gupta interviewing like three 6 year olds with masks on them, right? And they're all talking as this article about how to get that little one of yours vaccinated, and the whole thing was so one sided, and there's no arguments whatsoever anywhere on the website about natural immunity, about why young people so very rarely die from this. There's no counter information at all. People wonder, Bill Maher has even asked about this, right? He's commented how liberals are just scaring the crap out of each other about COVID because it's all that they read. If you want any other side at all, and by the way, even Fox is very, very pro-vaccination. They don't put a lot of this stuff up. But if you want to read anything to the contrary, you got to go to almost fringe conservative websites to find it. If the stuff that's posted on YouTube is taken down almost right away. Families that put up posts about a 37-year-old mother who died from maybe vaccine-induced encephalitis or something like that. that and get slapped with a misinformation label by Twitter? The poor woman's obituary does?
I guess that poor woman's death was exaggerated, I guess. Somebody's death, right?
So, her cause of death. It was an ideologically unacceptable cause of death, apparently.
Right. Well, and the thing is that you have doctors, everyday doctors, Paul, who are out there in the field, and they know it works, and they're not paying attention to this political noise. They don't need to go to Facebook and file a prescription or anything like that. Although I will say this, it's interesting. There are a increasing number of pharmacists who are stopping the orders of doctors who are prescribing ivermectin.
Yeah.
And they're the gatekeepers,
yeah,
I guess now.
Yeah. Yeah. Governors, Senators Scott and Rubio and Governor DeSantis, they've all been suspicious of some sort of politicization of what Florida can and can't get by the Biden administration and the federal government. And that's crazy. I worked for 4 years for a hospital, 1987 and 91. I worked in immunology of all things. And you simply give a patient what you think works and what's approved, things that are approved. Mm-hmm. If it's HCQ or ivermectin, who cares?
Exactly.
This is just what you think. I've never seen, and a lot of doctors will say this, medicine so politicized before. It's unbelievable. I was just watching this morning.
Well, just real quick, let's go back. Yeah. I mean, part of the genesis which triggered this deal was Obama with Obamacare. I mean, they made it political, and now you got Joe Biden picking up where Obama left off. And this is ridiculous. Yeah. Under Trump, I mean, it wasn't like Trump said, we're only going to do, we're only going to build out machines just for the red states, and we're not going to deliver them to the blue states. Look what he did for New York in, giving them respirators and bringing a ship to help deal with the people that were sick with COVID, which, of course, Governor Cuomo hardly used, and then how they built out certain areas and stuff like that. I mean, this was real clear. There wasn't prejudice that was taking place that I'm aware of that is so blatant, like what's happening with Joe Biden.
I was watching this morning the latest Project Veritas videos, and these are with underground videos with scientists at Pfizer. And I'm watching this, Bill, and I'm thinking, I hope these poor scientists don't get in trouble, because basically all they're really saying, if you watch this, is they're telling the people that are interviewing them undercover that, natural immunity is superior to artificial immunity. And I hope they don't get in trouble, because it's common sense. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this.
But it's not even part of the discussion. It's totally flat-out ignored.
Not part of the discussion.
Yeah, in Seattle, you got really a new way of defunding police. There is now you insist on vaccine mandates, right? And only I think 60% roughly, plus or minus, have been vaccinated. They don't even want to take into account those, to your point, that have been naturally immune, like myself, who've had COVID, and I've taken copious tests. I mean, I didn't just say, okay, I had COVID and leave it at that. I mean, I went to my doctor. I had tests run out. They said, hey, look, if your antibodies are strong, you're about anywhere according, which is consistent with that 80,000 person study out of Israel that said if you had natural immunity, it's probably anywhere 6 to 13% better than the vaccination.
So, right. Well, and if 60% of Seattle has been vaccinated, that's got to be good enough, because at least 40% have had it. In fact, if you go to the CDC website, they haven't updated it since May. But in May, they had 35 million Americans that had tested positive for COVID. That number's way up now. It's probably twice that. And it said 35 million. It said multiply that by four. About anywhere from about 120 to 140 million Americans have actually had it, is the estimate. So, and the number now is even higher than that. So they and all those pilots, Southern Airlines, and everything that's happened there, most of those poor guys, most of those people probably already had COVID. And doctors are telling patients, and I've just seen this a half dozen times in my own community, and they're right on this, that if you have a high antibody level from natural immunity and haven't recovered from COVID, you can't get the shot. This could be bad for your health.
Gotta leave it there.
And that's
Paul, you've got a small business. You know there's nothing more valuable than your time.
So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported over the weekend a Navy nuclear engineer and his Virginia schoolteacher wife have been charged with trying to sell American nuclear-powered submarine secrets to a foreign government, but it turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Jonathan Tebbe and his wife Diana are scheduled to appear in federal court Tuesday morning in Martinsburg, West Virginia. The United States is the single largest humanitarian donor in Afghanistan, provided nearly $330 million this year alone. It was announced over the weekend the United States will send more money in the form of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan's Taliban leaders. Donations account for more than 90% of the Afghan national budget. The Southern California coastal areas near Huntington Beach, California will reopen Monday as cleanup efforts continue from the oil spill October 2nd. Over 1,400 cleanup workers have restored the beaches. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. Just got back from Miami. Had a great time at the Doral. AmpFest 2021 was there. Some great speakers. Dinesh D'Souza, General Mike Flynn was there. Just a great host of people. And we're going to have them on the show in the coming weeks. Some people there that I met that were just really... I got to tell you how neat it was to be around, you know, conservative people, because you could laugh again. I mean, when you're in mixed company, and especially if you're dominated by Democrats, I don't think the Democrats realize that they've lost their funny. They're, you know, they are so angry that there's no room for any kind of hilarity or anything of emotion that would make you smile. Isn't that kind of sad? I hope they find their funny. And maybe they can come back and be a part of the solution and help us get this country back on track. We're going to talk with Adam Angieski now. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And we're here to talk about a lot of things, you know, from California to, you know, Biden's pressure on companies. We knew this was going to happen, that he was going to start, you know, encouraging them to fine these companies $70,000 to $700,000. I mean, this is absurd. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, great to be on the program, Bill.
Hey, just a little sidebar. Have you noticed that the Democrats have lost their – they're not very happy people. They're very angry. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like it's been a while since I've been around a Democrat That's not so emotionally engaged, that can, you know, even just smile or chuckle, you know, it's kind of sad.
Well, they see an opportunity for political power and, you know, to try to tip the greatest nation ever conceived in the history of the world to ensconce themselves in power. And, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about power.
Well,
they're very serious about it, and they may not be funny, but they're very focused.
No, without a doubt, and you're exactly right. It is about power. It's about money, sadly. And the 90% have got to realize, the 90-plus percent realize that we are the majority of the people that believe in the Constitution. We're letting a small minority of people, and this is historic. There's historical evidence to this. It's not like it's new. I mean, I don't care. You know, you look at the Bolsheviks. You look at
the small minority always pushes to take control.
Exactly. And the thing is, And in many cases, they have done that, you know, whether it's, the communists, what happened in Russia. I mean, what happened? Yes, Russia. And also what happened in Germany with, 10% actually being fascist. 90% of the country didn't identify with fascism, but they just all cowered and got fearful and surrendered their rights to this oppressive government. And look what happened to them.
It was that way in the American Revolution. About 10% of the people in the colonies stood strongly for the revolution, and they were able to tip for freedom and liberty against the British. So it's always 10%.
Right. That's all they need. But this is what's happening. This is why the tail is shaking the dog right now. And it's also, I think, what you're finding is the American people are waking up, and it's evidenced by the polling now, which, I don't know. This has been a kind of a slow memo, because what Joe Biden has been pushing is the very thing that was rejected by his own party during the primaries, as you'll recall. They can only get about maybe 30% approval of the policies, and then they kind of just homogenize them and quieted them down and didn't say much, and somehow came up with 80 some million votes. That's still a mystery. But anyway, they did. He is now, the president of the United States, and his policies are wrecking America. And now look what's getting wrecked. His poll numbers. I mean, they are in the tank. He's plummeting.
Yeah. I mean, we all do our anecdotal polls as well. So I ran the Chicago Marathon this weekend on Sunday, yesterday. It was about 35,000 runners, and you kick off.
And you're not lying on a massage table right now, but you're talking to me. Good for you. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. No, I was trained. So they kick off the Chicago Marathon with the national anthem, and I saw nobody take a knee. Not one single person. Everybody stood at attention with respect. The men and women took off their hats. Yeah. They put their hands over their hearts. I mean, 35,000 people, and it was beautiful. And so look,
in Chicago. In Chicago. Happen in Chicago. Right. We love it.
That's right. Mm. So all of this, the left is, they are not representative of general society. But general society, we've got to stand up. We've got to raise our voice. We've got to let them know that we're not following this extreme path.
I'll tell you, you made my day in telling that story, Adam, because, what was it, last weekend when we had the Ryder Cup, right? A lot of American patriotism, America against the world in the Ryder Cup golf tournament, and USA, USA, and flags waving and things like that. A lot of patriotism that was heartwarming, and I'm going, wow, what football, what Major League Baseball and these other sports could learn from golf. And it was a pleasant, yes, it's always nice when you win, but it was a pleasant competition, and it was nice to be able to see America having a place of honor in a respectful way, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody, people love this country from around the world. That's why they're trying to get in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, what do you make of, and you wrote about this, Biden's vax mandate to be enforced by fining companies? I mean, it's amazing how the government, it's so obvious how they've gone about this. I mean, they didn't, announce a federal mandate because they knew that was going to be challenged like all kinds of nuts. So they got their minions. They got American companies to do all this, to start forcing, vaccine mandates.
Well, what we found when we read the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill is on page 168, the enforcement mechanism for Biden's announced mandate on private employers with 100 or more employees You know, he's mandating that everyone gets vaccinated, but he can't do it constitutionally in and of his own office of the presidency. So what did he do? He unleashed the regulatory state through OSHA,
yes,
Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to write a new, and the plan is to write a new rule in the Federal Register to give OSHA jurisdiction over Biden's vax mandate with private employers, calling COVID-19 a workplace hazard. Doesn't matter if you work from home. Doesn't matter if you have natural antibodies. Doesn't matter if the vaccine is off the latest, you know, is off the original strain, which has been pushed out by the Delta strain. None of that matters. They want to be able to tell you what to do, and they're empowering. And so in the reconciliation bill, the enforcement mechanism that OSHA is going to use against private employers is draconian. A tenfold yes. increase in fines, up to $700,000 per willful and repeated violation. So if you've got a couple of employees that you haven't fired that refuse to get vaccinated, let's say you have three, they can fine you probably up to $2.1 million. They want to bankrupt you if you don't comply with their regulatory state.
This is amazing, and this is an end run. This is how they get around Congress, and this is amazing to me that Congress would take this sitting down just on its face. I mean, and there's pushbacks in lots of reasons. This is page 168 of some 2,700 pages, and how many other draconian boondoggle totalitarian efforts are embedded in that 2,700 pages in much the same way that, Obamacare, as you'll recall, started out about the same number, 2,700, but then with all the regulations, I mean, my goodness, it's stacked up and filled rooms, you know, from bottom to top. It was amazing how many regulations went with it. I'm trying to remember because I remember Betsy McCoy was telling me about this before, and I think it ended up being over 10,000 pages of regulations. And I think that's even low.
Yeah, absolutely. And Congress is going along with it. They're, Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats, they inserted this in the bill in a very hieroglyphic way. You know, when we come back from the break, we can kind of walk you through the four steps they're using to get this thing done.
Exactly. I want our people to understand, and I appreciate that that you've read this part of the bill and that you're bringing some intellectual conversation and input into this, because this is not the information the Democrats are putting out there. And this is what's disappointing, because some Democrats I want to have respect for, like a guy like Chris Coons, for example. And then he comes up with his general talking points and that, and it's so partisan. It's like, you're really not helping the cause. You're not bipartisan whatsoever. Stay with us. We've got more.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books has been pointing out, you know, there's a game plan here. This isn't by accident. You know, the Democrats know exactly what they're doing. They're just not very honest about it. I mean, and you just have to, you know, I guess know them by their actions and the policies they're presenting. And the Biden-backed mandate, which is going to be enforced by Regulation Nation once again, you know, and it wasn't that long ago, Adam. I mean, we were choked by regulations under the Obama-Biden regime, and I don't know what the heck people were thinking in re-electing Obama, I was going to say, but in a sense, they have, but in electing Joe Biden as president, you know, this guy's like on steroids when it comes to regulations, and you're going to watch what happens after this. It's going to only increase exponentially, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So here's how he's getting it done for the vaccine mandate, and we nailed this. Our auditors that opened the books, we connected all these dots. We nailed this when we saw on page 168 a tenfold increase and the amount of fines OSHA is going to be able to lever on private companies. And by the way, they can lever these fines on private companies in and outside of COVID for any violation of OSHA regulation. So private companies, if this would pass, they would really be under the boot of the Biden administration, OSHA, and the regulatory state. We actually, a reporter got comment from Nancy Pelosi, and they said, oh, this isn't specifically they admitted that they're going to try to do this through the vax mandate, but they said this isn't specific to the vaccine mandate. Any violation of OSHA regulations can have these draconian fines, which did not make me feel a bit better at all.
Exactly. And the thing's amazing. They say that with a straight face, Adam. You know, like as if you're stupid. You know, I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Absolving them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so why are you holding us accountable? We told you this was going to happen. But go ahead, tell us how they're going
to
do it. You said there were four different ways.
The vax mandate, here's the way that they're trying to sneak this through, and it is very sneaky. So the first thing is, this summer, OSHA set precedent by publishing an emergency COVID-19 rule in the Federal Register, taking emergency jurisdiction over COVID-19 being a workplace hazard for healthcare employment. That was the first step. This emergency rule has only been tried 10 times in 70 years. They did this over the summer on healthcare employment, and there was no pushback. So bingo. Then a couple of months later, everyone remembers last month in September, Biden announces his 100 or more employee COVID-19 vax mandate on the private sector, and he tasks OSHA with drafting an emergency rule to exert emergency vaccine compliance authority over companies with 100 or more employees. Okay, and so, once OSHA publishes that rule in the Federal Register, they need an enforcement mechanism, which we found in the reconciliation bill that we've been talking about on page 168, up to $700,000 fine. And then if that legislation is enacted, OSHA can levy those fines to enforce Biden's vaccine mandate in a move that could rapidly bankrupt non-compliant companies. So that's the 1, 2, 3, those are, plus the press conference, those are 4 steps. That's how they do a sneak attack to take such power, control, and scope by government, the federal government, the regulatory state, over your private business.
Unbelievable. And again, my question is, where in the heck is Congress on this?
And they are participating. Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats popped this language into the bill in the House, in the reconciliation bill, to lever those tenfold increases in OSHA fines.
Well, I guess when I ask where's Congress, I mean where's the Republicans? I mean this is going to be a job killer. This kills medium sized businesses. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it is a total job killer. For instance, if you have 101 employees, 2 people are definitely getting fired to get you down below 100, number one.
Right.
If you're 90 employees, you're not expanding your business to go over 100. Why would you ever do that and subject yourself to all these draconian fines and regulations from OSHA? And Biden has taken the fight to Republicans. And you know Republicans, they're not real good at fighting. So
yes.
He challenged Republicans very directly. He said, have at it. Sue me. We're playing for real here. This isn't a game. He went after the tens of millions of Americans who are unvaccinated and said, we're losing patience with you people. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
And again, no consideration whatsoever. We talked about this in the earlier segment with Dr. Paul Ken Gore. No consideration whatsoever for those who are naturally immune. That isn't even part of the conversation. And this is problematic for many Americans that are saying, hey, look, I can't hear you. You're saying follow the science, but yet you're ignoring this big chunk of science that even was reinforced here with that 80,000 study out of Israel that said if you have contracted the virus, your immunities are anywhere 6 to 13 times stronger than the vaccination.
And furthermore, for everybody in your listening audience today, Bill, this is very important, and I just found this out. There's an NPR story on this of all places, National Public Radio. Your blood, if you're not vaccinated and have beaten COVID, your blood is very valuable. They actually need it to make the antibody cocktail. Drug companies will pay up to $800 for you to give blood, $300 to $800 for you to give blood, because your blood, they can't take vaccinated blood to make the antibody cocktail treatment. They need unvaccinated blood with the natural immunities from COVID. So your blood is actually very valuable. And this is why it takes a marketplace of ideas. It takes a marketplace of ideas, people that get vaccinated, people that don't get vaccinated, because now that blood is extremely valuable. And when you give blood, they'll pay you big dollars to do so.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, because here it is. I mean, people who are unvaccinated, they're naturally immune. If we can be part of the solution here, why not? But we're not talking about this. This is a shame, because we could really make a dent. And I can tell you that would go a long way in dealing with this vaccine hesitancy, don't you think?
Absolutely. Seriously. It just shows that in the marketplace, the drug companies actually need people that weren't vaccinated, beat COVID. They need that blood to make these great cocktails to save people that have gotten COVID-19. And that's
right.
That's the marketplace of ideas. That's the marketplace at work.
Yeah, and this has nothing to do with post-abortive infant tissue.
Right.
You know, this is separate. This is separate and aside, which is, you know, now you open up a group of people who will not have anything to do with the vaccine because of its relationship with aborted fetal, you know, stem cells or whatever the exact wording is supposed to be. But aborted fetus tissue is involved to some degree in the manufacturing of these three vaccines. And it's problematic for people of faith, and I don't blame them.
Well, and that's why, you know, mandates, government-issued edict mandates, you know, obviously that runs antithetical to the American experiment. You know,
we're
premised on instituting a government to secure our rights, and this is the opposite of that.
Yes. No, they can't impose their right because it compromises our right from the get-go and makes it invalid just on its face. Got about less than 3 minutes left, Adam, and I want to talk about what's going on in California because we're coming to a big target date here.
Yeah, so on October 15th, all the briefing, all you know, everything has to be submitted to the Sacramento Circuit Court. Our organization at OpenTheBooks.com is suing California Comptroller Betty Yee over line-by-line access to state spending. And they are making the argument in front of the court, and we don't think the judge is buying it, that they are so incompetent, that their books are such a mess, that it is an undue burden to provide the people exactly where they spent the money last year. They do admit they cut 50 million, quote-unquote, checks, warrants, ACH payments, et cetera. But they say they're making the argument that even though they cut the check, they cannot produce a record of it. I think it's absolutely stunning. It's extraordinary. This is a big news story that California state government is admitting they're such a mess. They're so incompetent. They can't show the people where they spent their money last year.
Unbelievable. But, you know, hey, this is the Democratic way. I mean, this is why, what do we got, $400 billion, you know, from COVID funds that's out there somewhere. Nobody knows where it's at. It just went off into the $400 billion, Adam.
And, right. Yeah, and about so here, 50% of all the money spent on just on unemployment benefits, you know, some estimates show was stolen by criminals, con artists, and crime syndicates.
But what are they doing about it? You know, we just found out about it, and of course they've known about it for a while. But here it is. You see, this is if you look at what's happening in California, and then you consider about this problem with $400 billion, there is a consistent model here, isn't there?
Yeah, they don't want to show you where the money went. Seriously, they have it upside down. Again, you know, the people are supposed to be in charge to hold the political class accountable, and the political class is making it so we can't hold them accountable.
Of course, well, because it's so big and massive, you know, you can't expect this, which is an argument for this bloated government and why we need to right-size our government. It's the same thing. We've got, you know, thousands of people coming across our southern border, and it takes, Secretary Mayorkas over a week to figure out what that number is, and then he gives some kind of flippant answer like, oh, it feels like maybe 10, maybe 12,000, I don't know, 14,000 people. It's like, you're letting people into this country, and many with COVID, and you just take a casual approach to it and put your finger in the air and says, feels like this number, right? Unbelievable.
There's a lot of battles across the entire landscape. And it's by design.
Exactly. No doubt. Adam Andrzejewski, thank you, buddy.
If there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets.